We'll use this one?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay. Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Masech HaShabbos. What does the Gemara call Rav Kahana? Zayma v'tzach le'etzim chayet shtayim. Achas mishum koitzer, v'achas mishum noteach. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim raise an issue. Why does it say Zayma v'tzach le'etzim? And if he doesn't plan to use the logs, it's still chayet shtayim. Sof kol sof, he did koitzer, and he did noteach. He did the zomer in such a way that it helps it grow better. So the simple answer is that the Gemara is paskening la locha, like Reb Shimon, the malocha shein svicha legufa, is only the rabbanon. In order to be chayv shtayim means you chayv to bring two chatos. In order to be chayv a chatos, you have to have violated the malocha deraisa. Malocha shein svicha legufa is a machleka satanoim. What does it mean, malocha shein svicha legufa? So, for the meanwhile at least, we'll work with Tosfos definition. The Tosfos is on Daf Tzadik Dalet and Amud Aleph, that big fat Tosfos, gigantic Tosfos Tzadik Dalet and Amud Aleph, where Tosfos is in disagreement with Rashi. Rashi has a different definition. Tosfos learns all the melachos are learned that from the Mishkan. So what was the purpose of the melacha in the Mishkan? If you do the melacha in the Mishkan, they planted vegetables in order to harvest them, in order to use the pigment, in order to use the dye on the big dekuna, or on the ureas and the Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan. So if you plant something, you don't plan to use it, or you harvest something, you don't plan to use it, or you dig a ditch, you don't plan to use the ditch. So you're not doing it for the same purpose that this malacha was done in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Mishkan. So that's a machlekes Rebbe Yehuda Reb Shimon. All the malachas are learned that from the Mishkan. That's a machlekes. So Reb Yehuda holds it still a malacha deraisa. Reb Shimon disagrees. That's called malacha shein tzricha legufa. This machlekes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon is only on Shabbos and Yontif. Malacha shein tzricha legufa. It doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. Tosfos in Moed Katan, the first parak, points out even in Shnas HaShmita, when there are malachas hakarka that are prohibited, the topic of malacha shein tzricha legufa doesn't apply. It's only applicable to Shabbos and Yontif, where it's learned out from the Mishkan. So do you carry over from the Mishkan only the Maise, or do you carry over the Kavanas HaGavra? Shalom Aleichem. Rabbi Einstatter is a close friend of mine for many years. His parents used to live in my building in Washington Heights. And he comes twice a year for a very interesting cause.
What's interesting about it is that the two things I repeat is from year after year. These are giving over 400
indigenous staff. Wait, the pause.
The question is, why does the Gemara say, sounds like if he doesn't plan to use the wood, then it's not going to be chayv shtayim. Why not? So many Rishonim say, this Gemara, you see the Gemara passing like Reb Shimon, the malocha shein tzvicha legufa won't be deraisa, it'll only be derabbanan. Machlokes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, they both agree malocha shein tzvicha legufa is asur. They just argue with an isa deraisa and isa derabbanan. So if this Gemara would appear, if it would have been Ein Tzvicha Legufa, it would have only been the Rabbanan, it wouldn't be Chai B'chattas for that.
Which Rishonim say that it's only Kondra?
I think the Tosfos read, quotes the Baal HaTosfos. He quotes the Baal HaTosfos, made this diuk from the Gemara. So our Tosfos, on Ein Gimel and Beis, has a Chiddush. No. It does. How do we talk a Paskin? So Rav HaRishonim and Paskin, like that Ein Tzvicha Legufa is only the Rabbanan. The two Rishonim who disagree, who pass like Reb Yehuda, are the Baal Hamor, okay, can always rely on the Zakeh Levi to give something unusual, and the Rambam. The Rambam is already not so irregular Rishon. So the Rambam paskins that Malocha Shein Tzvicha Legufa is their eyes. But there are a lot of kashis in the Rambam. There are a lot of stiris in the Rambam. Ibn Chaschinach has a lot of kashis. The Rambam in quite a few places sounds as if he's accepting the Shita. That Ein Tzvicha Legufa is the Rabbanan. So that's a major problem with the Rambam. So we're going to, when we'll discuss this Tosfos, we may come up with a solution for the Rambam. So the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis comes up with a suggestion. Even if you hold like Reb Yehuda, that Ein Tzvicha Legufa is an Issa Deraisa, but by Zomer, Why our Gemara is not taking a stand? Avkana is not taking a stand on the machlekes how to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon. The lamikri the eitzim koitzer ela beinyan zeh. Right? It's not called koitzer unless he plans to use a log. Why not? Why not? So pashup shad, one could say the following: that koitzer in the Mishkan was they grew peiris, either peiris that you use for dye. You take the pigment, use it for dye. So who are denami if you plant fruits or vegetables that you want to eat? So then, when you harvest the peiris, so that's koitzer. But if you chop down a tree, that's not really koitzer. Koitzer is when you detach the peiris that's growing from the ground. So that's what Taisa says. If you break off branches from the tree and you plan to use the logs, then the logs are considered a pre, and then it falls under the category of koitzer. But if you don't plan to use the logs, then the logs are not called a pre, and by definition, that's not called koitzer. This is one suggestion, how to read the Tosfos. Yeah.
Isn't the act of zomer different than the act of regular, or the regular way you cut wood, though? Anyway, isn't it like, it's done in a specific way to make the tree grow? It's not like the usual way that you would chop wood.
So okay.
It sounds like, specifically when you're doing the zomer, it's you need to want the wood in order to be chayav for koitzer, but maybe it could imply that if you cut down wood in the regular way, that it's totally different.
Could be, but this sounds like they're saying eitzim. So the mikra be eitzim koitzer, if you chop off logs, it's only called koitzer if you plan to use the logs. It doesn't sound so much like they're saying distinguishing between the maisa zomer and the maisa of kotzer. They're saying they're seeing logs as opposed to peiris. The logs are only considered a pri. If you plan to use it, then the log is a pri. That's what it sounds like. So there is another way, possibly, to read the Tosfos based on the Ran at the end of Perek Yud Dalet. The Ran sounds very much like he says in the concluding paragraph of the Ran on Perek Yud Dalet. The Ran sounds very much that he's saying, "Fichach." Paragraph begins with the word "Fichach." Then he has on the first line, "Elisha dain kosher." He's talking about you have a cloth that absorbed some beer in it. Shechar was absorbed in a cloth, and you squeeze it out. So that's schita. So he discusses schita zu is not an av malach, it's a tolda. So you want to say it's a tolda of mefarik tolda the dosh. So he says bevaday le domi le dosh ale hechar shu tzorach le mashke shu nischat bimena. If it would have been an av, then you wouldn't need Tzricha L'Gufa. And now that it's only a Tolda, so you need Tzricha L'Gufa. That's what it sounds like in the Ran. The Ran is bothered with the Kasha. The Ran sounds like he says that a Tolda ain't Tzricha L'Gufa. It doesn't make sense that it should be Osir at all. So he asked how come it's Osir. So he says on the last line, Nufrafal, Enachinami Mideraisa Loi Mitzer, a Tolda ain't Tzricha L'Gufa is really Mutter. Even if you all like Rav Yudah, that ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa is an Issa Deraisa, that's only on Ovis. But on Toldus, ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa really should be Mutter, and he says it is Mutter Men HaTorah. El Amiyu Kevin the Kosochit B'mashkim Shederach Chita B'hem Mitzim HaDerabonim. So the Yasid Ben Derabonim. So it sounds like the Ran is distinguishing between an Av and a Tolda. Is there any logic over here to distinguish between an Av and a Tolda? So the Pashtus is, it's very logical. It's very logical. What's the definition of a tolda? A tolda means, an av is that activity that was done in the Mishkan, achtav in Mishkan Hashiva, some activity that was practiced in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu for the Binyan HaMishkan. What's a tolda? A different pa'ula, but it's done for the same purpose that the av is done. So if you're going to do a tolda, and it's ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa, it's not done for the same purpose. You don't have in mind the same purpose. So there's no reason in the world that it should be labeled as a tolda. The whole reason that any pa'ula, if it's exactly the same as the av, then it's an av. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. A malacha, even ain't tzricha l'guf, even though you're not doing it for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishkan, A malacha is a malacha. We don't care what he has in mind. But to label an activity as a tolda means it's not the same pool as the av. It's only done for the same purpose, but you're not doing it for the same purpose. So by definition, it can't be considered a tolda. That's a very compelling svara. And in fact, there's Merkavas HaMishnah, is a classic sefer on the Rambam. Unfortunately, it's out of style these days. No one has patience to sit to read such long, as long as it is. People today like to say Rav Chaim's and analysis, you know, Pilpulim, Harifas, bigger things. Merkavas HaMishnah is always bland. You have a difficult Rambam, so he says, no, you read the Rambam wrong. And he tells you how to read the Rambam. Or he says, the Rambam is just quoting a Yerushalmi. And he knocks sense into the Yerushalmi. So a lot of times it's hard to swallow that. He doesn't go for this analysis. He's before Rav Chaim. Before Rav Chaim's time. But every so often, the Merkavas HaMishnah is the pshat that you have to accept. Every so often, that is the pshat. Years ago, Merkavas HaMishnah was always used. There's a sefer Kesef Nivchar. In Europe, there were communities, there were yeshivas, but they learned sugyas. They didn't go straight. Dav Beis, Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet, Dav He. They didn't go straight. They picked the topic. We're going to discuss Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. So we're going to learn all the sugyas and shas that talk about Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa, whatever mesichtas they are. So the Kesef Nivchar is one of the svarim that they used to use in order to learn sugyas. It has all the sugyas alphabetically arranged, Alpi Aleph Beis. And then he has all the Gemaras that are crucial. He quotes Gemaras, the Rashi is the crucial Taisusin, the Rambams, and the Merkavas HaMishnas. That was official. Merkavas HaMishnah is as far as he goes. So the Merkavas HaMishnah has a long essay. It goes on at least 15 pages, I think. A long essay. And Rashi script, no periods, no paragraphs, and no sentences. It just keeps on going on and on and on. I had no patience to read it. So I had someone else read it for me and underline the crucial lines in my edition, in my copy of the Merkavas HaMishnah. So that's what he says. He says the farem for all the 15 Shvera Rambams that the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with, so he said that is the teretz, one teretz on 15 Shvera Rambam. The Rambam holds like this run, that when does the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yudin, that Molocha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is deraisa, that's only by Ovis. But by Toldos Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa, even Rabbi Yudin agrees that it can't be deraisa. It doesn't make sense. By definition, it can't be a Tolda, because a Tolda means it's a different Surah Sapula, but it's done for the same purpose as the Yav. So that's the simple reading in this run. The problem is, there's a Sefer Egli Tal on the Lamed Tes Alfas Malachas that was written by the author of the Avnei Nezer, Chassidish HaRebbe, the Sochet Shavu Rebbe. They say, where Rav Chaim Soloveitchik started looking at Egli Tal, guess who wrote the Sefer? The Talmud Chassidish HaRebbe. He couldn't believe it. They were so anti-Hasidim. Couldn't believe it. And Minchas Chinuch also, he couldn't believe it was written by Galatiana. How can it be? They thought Galatiana don't know how to learn. Minchas Chinuch is out of this world. So the Egli Tal was written by this Chassidish Rebbe. He died around 100 years ago, the Avnei Nezer. He originally intended to write long essays on all the Lamentes of his Malacha. That's why it's called Egli Tal, the Lamentes. He didn't finish all of them. So we have the beginnings of all of the Malachas that he didn't complete. We have those in the Avnei Nezer. He has a section in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos. The Avnei Nezer is Chuvas. People came up with Shabbos, so he wrote Chuvas. And then he has the Hascholos of all of the Malachas that he never finished. He has in the middle of the Avnei Nezer. So in the Sefer Egli Tal, he points out this cannot be what the Ran is driving at. That's impossible because this contradicts the Gemara in the first half in Bava Kamma. The Gemara wants to know: are there any differences in halacha between an av and a tol? The Gemara comes out: no. The whole difference only is historical. Ach David b'mishkan chashiva kore le'av, ach toloi David b'mishkan chashiva kore le'tol. There's no difference in halacha. According to the Ran, there's a major difference. A malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. According to Rabbi Yudah, it's only deraisa and an av. And a tolda in Tzvicha L'Gufa will not be the Ras, it will only be the Rabban. He says you have to reinterpret the Ran, that's not what he's driving at. But you look in the Ran, the simple reading of the Ran is that that's what he said. Alright, what do you do with the Gemara in Bava Kamma? So the Pashtus is, it's not a contradiction. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says, if something is an Av and something is a tolda, what's the difference between an Av? Is there a difference in Halach? The Ran is saying it's not a tolda. The Ran is saying if you do it, a tolda, ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa, you can't label it as a tolda. By definition, it's not a tolda. Tolda means a different pu'ula, but it's done for the same purpose as the av. So if he's doing something, a different pu'ula, But different purpose, so by definition, it's not a tolda. So the Gemara is not going to say, it's not that there's a leniency, it's not that there's a kula in a tolda. Well, gufa, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's mutam in a tera. No, it's not a kula. By definition, it's not. It can't be labeled as a tolda, because it's not done for the same purpose as the amalocha. The Gemara in Bava Kamma does not really contradict their own. So the Pashtus, one can say, perhaps that's what Tosis is driving at. Tosis is a little unclear. Tosis just says, they make a suggestion, even if you hold like Rav Yehuda, that ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa, it's a Melacha D'Oraisa, but when you're chopping off wood, it has to be Tzvicha L'Gufa. So it could be that that's what they're driving at. The Av Melacha is when you do Katsira on Peiris. When you're doing Katsira on logs, that's not the Av, that's a Tolda. But if he doesn't plan to use it, ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa, so it's not, it can't be labeled as a Tolda. By definition, it can't be considered a Tolda. There is a... This is... many people don't read the Makeves HaMishnah anymore. So people... It's out of style now to look at Makeves HaMishnah. Most people don't even possess a Makeves HaMishnah. So in the world of the yeshivas, this teretz on the Shver Rambams, on all the 15 Shver Rambams, that the Rambam Paschal is like Rav Yehuda, that ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa is their Isa, and nonetheless, in around 15 places, he says you got to have Tzvicha L'Gufa. So this theory. So the Makeves HaMishnah has this long, over 15 pages, goes on and on and on and on. That's what he says in effect, that told us you have to have Tzvicha L'Gufa. So this Keresh in the Yeshivas is known in the name of Rabbi Tzolei Ponovezha. He was in the Ponovezha Yeshiva. There used to be Yeshiva and Ponovezha in Poland. Then after the war, the Rabbi Kahneman started the Yeshiva again in Bnei Brak. But the Rabbi Tzolei Ponovezha, Rabbi Rabinowitz was the Rav. So he was known. He was a big Bal Mechadish. He had fantastic Chidusha Torah. So one of the Talmidim wrote over in his name that this is the Teretz. He didn't realize that the Makeves HaMishnah had already preceded him 150 years earlier. This Teretz on the Rambam, with a long, long Arichas. That's Rabbi Tzolei's Teretz on the Rambam. The Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, if I told us, the Rambam also agrees that it's only going to be the Rabbanan, it won't be their Reis. This also could well be the teretz on the following kasha. Well, this they point out. This both the Makeves HaMishnah and Rabbi Tzolei Ponovezha point out. On Daf Gimel Omer Aleph, there's a famous Tosfos Hatzad Nachash. Hatzad Nachash is a commentary on the passage in the Gemara. The Gemara in the third line from the top of Daf Gimel Omer Aleph quotes Omer Shmuel. Masechah Shabbos has 24 prokim. So you read through the Mishnah, it says sometimes it says chayov, a person does a certain activity, balabais is inside and the ani is outside, and hoshet ani is yodo, hoshet balabais is yodo, balabais chayv, ani chayv, chayv means the chayv chatos, chayv misa, that means the raisa. And potter means potter avalosim. Potter means potter avalosim. So Shmuel says, in all the Mishnah it says 24 prokim. Kol Pturi de Shabbos, whenever the word Potter appears, means Potter Avalasa. But there are three exceptions to the rule. Bar Mehani Klas. There are three Mishnayis in Masechah Shabbos where the word Potter means Potter Amuta. It is Hetter Gomer. So he quotes one Mishnah is Tzedas Tzvi. Okay, we'll learn that this year. And then he says the second and the third are Tzedas Nochash and Mafis Mursam. What is Tzedas Nochash? The snake is about to bite me. Now, if it may be a poisonous snake and I may lose my life, that's a sakfek sakonis nefashis. So, svek sveke of a sakonis nefashis is decha kolatar kula. So, that you don't need any explanation for. We're talking about tzedas nochash. There's no chashash that he's going to kill me. There's no sakonis nefashis. But it's very uncomfortable to be bitten by a snake. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to have to take medication. So, if I'm afraid the snake is going to bite me, and I'm afraid I'll become sick by it, you have the status of a chavu she'ein bo sakon. Okay. And the same thing on Mafis Mursa, a guy has a big infection, and he has a pus, so he's going to, there's a big pimple, so he squeezes the pimple, he takes a needle, and he pricks a hole, and then he squeezes out the pus in order that it should heal better, in order that it should heal. So, Tzedas Nochash is a malacha of tzad. You're not allowed to trap any animals. So nonetheless, even though there's a malacha of tzeda, you're allowed to trap the nachash that it shouldn't bite me. So why? But if I'm a chadash ein b'sakana, the worst that can be is ein b'sakana. Why is it muta to do tzeda? The Gemara is going to ask. And maf is more so, you're squeezing out. So the Gemara says that there's a malacha of ayse pesach. If you open up, let's say, a carton of milk, a container of milk, for the first time, so it's glued on top, and you rip it open. So ayse pesach b'tchilah b'shabbos, many poskim hold, you open up a bottle of soda, and the cap is attached to the bottle, and when you open it up, you're going to rip something over there. So that's, according to many poskim, that's a malacha of ayse pesach. So what exactly is the malacha of ayse pesach? Gemara says, what makes a Pesach is a Chil Shabbos Deraisa. What malacha is it, I said Pesach? That's not one of the Lamatas of his malachas. The Rashi Raisa is not sure whether Oyset Pesach is a tolda of Bona or a tolda of Makaba Patish. What is that? Kubzayna Manalat, I think. Mishum Bona Pesach or Mishum Misakon Kli. Six lines from the top, seven lines from the top of Kuf Zayin and Aleph. Rashi writes, Oset Pesach, the Gemara says in different places, if you have a bottle of soda and you have it screwed, the cap is screwed on tightly, then you open it up, that's not called Oset Pesach Mechadash. It was a Pesach and you screwed on the cap to close it tightly. But if you Oset Pesach Mechadash, so then it's a Malach. You have to figure out the details. When is it called Oset Pesach, and when is it just reopening the Pesach that was there? But what's the Malacha? So Rashi writes, either Oset Pesach is Baina, or Oset Pesach is Misakin Mana. So if the fellow is squeezing, the Pesach has to be Osei L'Hachnes L'Hotzi. So if, let's say, the fellow is going to squeeze out the pus, so he's making a Pesach, there's a pus pimple over there, and none of the pus is going out. So if he's going to make a hole in it, either because he's going to squeeze it or because he's going to put a needle there, so he's Oset Pesach. So the Pesach is going to be Lahachnes Lahotzi. The pus is going to go out and fresh air is going to go in. So that's Oset Pesach. So the Gemara says, so how can we allow it on Shabbos? The guy with the pus pimple, with the infection, he's not going to die. We don't think he's holding by dying. Nowhere near that. He's a Chodesh Ein B'Sakon. The worst it could be, it's Tzar. He's in pain. So the Gemara says, the reason why we are makel to allow Mafis Mursa, the Mishnah writes that Mafis Mursa is Potter. So the Gemara says, Shmuel says Potter and Mutter. And Sod Nachash, it says in the Mishnah, Sod Nachash Shaloi Shachenu. I'm trapping the Nachash that he shouldn't bite me. So it says Potter. So Shmuel says, even though usually Potter and Masech HaShabbos means Potter Avalase, here it's Potter and Mutter. Why are these both Mutter? Why is Tzeda Mutter and Oitzet Pesach is Mutter? So the Gemara says, because it's a Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa, and you hold like the Tana Reb Shimon, Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is only the Rabbanon, so Mamakam Tzaira L'Gazer B'Rabban. That's the Gemara in Kuv Zayinam and Aleph, and it's repeated again on Kuv Zayinam and Beis. Why is it a Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa? So let's see, Atzod Nachash, if I want to hang up the Nachash over my fireplace. Some people have it. I trap this snake and I have this big fat snake over the fireplace. So that's Atzod Nachash Amalach Atzvicha L'Gufa. I hunt a tiger, a lion, I'm going to hang up the lion's head or the tiger's head or something. So that's a Malach Atzvicha L'Gufa. If I want the Nachash shouldn't bite me, in the first chance I'm going to throw it out in the garbage. I don't want to use the dead Nachash or the living Nachash. So that's a Malach Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. In the Mishkan they did say that animals, planning to use the animal that was nitzot. You don't plan to use the animal that you would saw, that's ain't svicha l'gufa. So it's a malacha ain't svicha l'gufa. And the same thing, mafis mursa. He makes a pesach, which is lahachnis alahotzi. The pus is going to go out through the pesach, and fresh air is going to come in. He just wants the pus to go out because he's in pain. So it hurts him when the pus is there. As soon as he squeezes out the pus, the fact is that air will come in, but he's not interested in that part of the pesach. So it's a pesach which is both lahachnis alahotzi, but the lahachnis avir, that part is ain svicha l'gufa. He's not interested in that part. So it's a ain svicha. He did a perfect malacha. He made a pesach. Also lahachnis alahotzi. If there is a malacha, pesach is bone. Where do you find bone by Adam? Is there a malacha bone by Adam? So the Gemara says yes. There's a Tana who says that you're not allowed to braid your hair. A woman is not allowed to braid her hair on Shabbos because it's a malacha bone. How does it come off to say that there's a malacha bone by human beings? So the Gemara says on the top of Tzadikei Amad Aleph, on the second line, Chiderach binyi bekach, is bone by Yod, and the Gemara says, and yes, Kiddorosh Rav Shimon ben Menasye, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Asatzela. What do you mean, Vayivan? Vayivan means he constructed. So you see that there's binyan b'od, the malameh. So one Tana claims, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Asatzela Pashu HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the rib from Adam Rishon or whatever the tzela was, and he made it into a beautiful wife, into Chava. So the Gemara has an interpretation. Vayivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair, that she should be good looking on the date. He should see such a good looking girl. There's only one girl in the whole wide world, so of course she's going to be good looking. So, but he wanted it to look even good. She shouldn't look ugly. So he made her, the Rebbeinu Shlom made her geflochten and etzef. He made her, her hair was braided hair. Malam shekila kodesh bocha lechava. And that's called vayivan. So you see that there's binyan ba'odim. So we paskin that braiding the hair was only the Rabbanon, but it doesn't mean that we reject the principle that there's binyan ba'odim. There is binyan ba'odim. So if you squeeze out the pus and you are intending for both, you want the fresh air to go on the wound that it should heal better. So if you're interested both lahachnas alahotzi, lahotzi alecha, lahachnas avir, then it will be a malacha derais. But if you're not interested in lahachnas avir, just want lahotzi alecha, then he shouldn't be in pain. So then it'll be a malacha shen tzvicha l'guf, and there is binyan ba'odim. So then it's only the Rabbanan. We assume Eitzvich Lekum is only the Rabbanan. So B'mokim Tzara L'goz Rabbanan L'akochel Hashem B'sakana we would be Megel. So again, so according to the one opinion in Rashi, that the Malacha of Oseh Pesach is a Tolda of Boneh, so the Gemara explains on Tzadikei Amad Aleph that there is Binyan Ba'odam. The Gemara only says that within the Tana who holds that it's a Malacha Deraisa, Ablezer mechayiv chatos, and the Mishnah on Tzadik Dalan on the base. Ablezer says, Hagodeles, a girl who braids her hair, is a malacha deraisa. We paskin is only the Rabbanan, but we agree with Ablezer that there is binyan ba'odim. According to the other opinion, according to the other suggestion in Rashi on Kuv Zayinim at Aleph, the Raisa Pesach is not bone, but it's rather mesakin mona. So it's also chiddush that there's such a thing as mesakin mona ba'odim. Where is there a pasuk? I don't know. That there's Mesakin Mona. Mona means a Kli. Mem Nun Aleph. Mona means a Kli. The Pashtas, we usually assume that there is Mesakin Mona by Ochlim, but we usually assume that that's only Mid the Rabbanim. Mesakin Mona by Ochlim is only the Rabbanim. Let's say you have Tevel that you can't eat, and then you mafish Chumas and Mice, now you're able to eat it. So the Mishnah says in the end of Beitzah that it's prohibited to be mafish Chumas and Mice on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Gemara gives two reasons. So one of the reasons is that it's Mesakin Mana. So we assume that that's only the Rabbanim. Mesakin Mana by Yochlim is only the Rabbanim. Others push and they insist, no, Mesakin Mana by Yochlim is also Nisa Derais. Here it's not Mesakin Mana because as far as a non-Jew is concerned, it's only a Tikkun halachically, al pidin. It's also deep tevel. Now that your mafresh chumas and ma'aseh, it's mutter to eat it. So other Rishonim say, that's why it's only Mesakin Mana the Rabbanim. Let's say there's a Mishnah in Sukkot that I have a hadas that has a lot of berries on it. A nova of merupe me'alav, it has more berries. You never see a hadas that has berries because the people who sell their shrogim will rip off the berries before you come. The Mishnah says if you rip off the berries, it's kosher. They don't want you to see the berries, that there's an issue. There's no issue, but they're afraid the customers won't like it. But once in a while, if you come early enough, so they'll show you the hadasim that have the berries on them. So the Mishnah says if you have hadasim, that anav of merubim me'alav has more berries on it than it has leaves, so that's possible. So if you pull off the berries, it'll become kosher. So the Mishnah says, eimematim b'yantav, you're not allowed to pull off the berries on yantav because that's mesakin mana. So there's a machlekes harishanim, is that mesakin mana deraisa, mesakin mana derabam. The Tosis in Yuma, the gigantic Tosis in Yuma, that's relevant to Hilcha Shabbos, and Lamed Dalet on the base, going over to Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, goes on and on and on and on, a very long Tosis, a major essay. The Tosis has a lot to say about a lot of topics there, so we're going to have to discuss it in the course of the year. So one line in the Tosis, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, is that pulling off the berries, the worst it could be is only the Rabbanah. And Rabbi Kivegra on the side of the Gemara tells you, look in the Mordechai, what's the Rav Yoh, that he thinks that pulling off the berries is Mesakeh Mana Deraisa. Yeah, so there, it's also not a mana, it's not a kli. You can't really use the term Mesakeh Mana, literally. Adasim are not the kli, it's a twig. But before it was puzzle, because it has too many berries, and after pulling off all the berries, now it's kosher. So Tesis holds that that's only Mesakeh Mana Derabbanan. And why? Either because it's not a kli, maybe that's the reason why, or because it's only a halachic tikkun. If you ask a non-Jew, a person who's not knowledgeable halacha, did I accomplish anything? He said, no, you didn't accomplish anything. What's the difference? Pulled off the berries. What are you dancing from joy? What did you accomplish? Nothing changed. So, whatever. So that's a machlekes taisus in the Mordechai. The shame the Rav Yoh, whether the matim, if you pull off the anavim on Shabbat and Yontif, is that a Mesakeh Mana Deraisa, Mesakeh Mana Derabban? So there's such a discussion regarding Oichlim. Mesakeh Mana by Oichlim, is that a Nisa Deraisa, Nisa Derabban? I have to keep this in mind as we learn through the Mesichta. So here, if you hold that Oisa Pesach Mechadosh is a Malacha Mesakeh Mana, the Gemara talks about Mesakeh Mana and the Guf Adam, I'm up as Versa. If you do the Pesach Lahachnis Alahotzi, you want the fresh air to go through the hole, in order that it should heal, the infection should heal. That's a Pesach Hasel Lahachnis Alahotzi, that's a Tzvicha Lagufa. So that'll be an Isa Deraisa. So you're assuming that there's Mesakeh Mana by Adam. That's a Chiddush. The Gemara only said there's Baina by Adam. It's a Chiddush that there's Mesakeh Mana by Adam. So again, so Shmuel says on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, it's quoted again on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Shmuel says, "Kol Pturi de Shabbos, the whole Mesichta from the beginning to the end, whenever it says Pater means Pater Abalasa, except for three cases that is Pater Amuta. So two of the three cases are the same din. The Mafis Mursa with the Tzad Nachas Shaloi Shachenu. The reason why it's Pater Amuta is because it's an Ein Svicha Legufa. He did a Pesach that's going to serve Lahachna Salaitzi." But he doesn't care about the lahach nesavir. He only cares about the hotzi de lecho. Once he gets the pus out, it doesn't hurt anymore. It happens when the avir comes in, it's going to get healed, but he's not interested in that. So that's ein svicha de guf. And so nochesh eloi shachenu, he's going to throw out the nochesh. He's not going to use it, not going to hang it up in his den to show that he trapped the nochesh. So since it's ein svicha de guf, it's only the rabban, it's a mamokim chayla, mamokim tsar that goes about rabban. So the Bahag is bothered with a murderous kasha. Iksha Bahag, that's the Tosfos on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Dima Maschal Atzod Nochesh. Iksha Bahag, the Shmuel, there's a contradiction within Shmuel. How do we paskin? And the Machlek Zabyuda Rab Shimon, where the Ein Svicha Legufa is the Raisa de Rabban. They both agree Ein Svicha Legufa is Aser. They argue what this Anisa de Raisa and Anisa de Rabban. So there's a Machlekis Rab Shmuel, whether you should paskin like Rab Yudah or paskin like Rab Shimon. So Hiksha Bahag, the Shmuel Bahag is Sefer Halachas Gedolos from the Tkufas HaGa'onim. The Rishonim are not so sure who wrote the Halachas Gedolos. It doesn't have the name of the author on the first page. So some thought that it was written by Rab Yehuda Igoin, and other Rishonim write it was written by Rab Shimon Kayora, who lived in Cairo. But it was clearly from the days of the Gaonim. The Tesis usually has respect for the Halachas Gedolos, even when we don't pass them like his opinion. We always have respect for the Halachas Gedolos because he came from the Tkufas HaGaonim. So Tosfos has this kasha. The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel whether you paskin ain't tzvicha legufa deraisa derabbanan. So Shmuel paskin ain't tzvicha legufa deraisa, like the Rambam in the Balamor ain't tzvicha legufa deraisa. So how can Shmuel himself say that there are three Mishnayos where it says Pater in Masechet Shabbos and it means Pater and Mutter, and two of them are Sod Nachas Shaloi Shachen and the Mafis Mursa? The reason why it's mutter is because to begin with it's only Ein Svicha Legufa, it's only the Rabbanon. So the Makom Tzara LaGozer Rabbanon, they weren't Gozer. But Shmuel is the one who holds like Rav Yehuda that Ein Svicha Legufa is an Issa Deraisa. If it's an Issa Deraisa, the only hatter would be a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon, Sofik Bikuach Nefesh. How can he be Mekel because the Makom Tzara LaGozer Rabbanon? So this is Hiksha B'Aloch Zgedolos Astira De Shmuel Ad Shmuel. Hachas of a Shmuel Balochas in Tzvicha Legufa Potur Ki Reb Shimon, it's only the Rabbanon, and that's why we're Mekel by Tzedus Nochash and Mafis Mursa. V'mokum Tzayra L'goz B'Rabbanon. And then in Perikira, Daf Mem Beis, and why has a Machleg is Rabbi Shmuel? Do you paskin like Reb Shimon, like Reb Yudin? The Shmuel is the one who paskins like Reb Yudin. Tzvicha Legufa is the Raisa. So how can he If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, ain't Tzvicha Lugubas Zara, how can he be Mekel to say that Tzad Nachash and Mafis Mursa is Mutter? So Tosfos doesn't have an answer. It's impossible. It's impossible. He can't hold both. So Tosfos just, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Shmuel is just commenting on the Mishnah, if one would hold like Reb Shimon, ain't Tzvicha Lugubas Zabonon, so it would be mutter by Tzad Nochesh and by Mavis Musa. I personally, Shmuel personally doesn't hold like that. Shmuel personally holds like Rav Yudit. Ein Svicha L'gufa is an Issa Deraisa. So there's no room to be Mekel by Chol Hashem Misakon. It can't be Mekel Mishum Tzayim. If one would have held like Rav Shimon, it would have been mutter. Yeah, but you look at the Rambam Paskins like Rav Yudit, the Rambam Paskins like Shmuel. All the way like Shmuel. Ein Svicha L'gufa is an Issa Deraisa. And nonetheless, he says, like Shmuel said, the Mafis Mursa and Tzad Nachash is Mutta. So how can it be? Iksha Bahag. So the Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz doesn't apply to that. Rabbeinu Tam said, Shmuel never meant to say that it's Mutta. He meant, if you would have held like Rab Shimon, it would have been Mutta. But the Rambam doesn't hold like Rab Shimon. Rambam Paskin is like Rab Yudas. You have Iksha Bahag is a kasha on the Rambam. So that's what Rab Bitzel upon a Bezer, 100 years ago, Bitzel upon a Bezer, suggested. He rediscovered what the Merkavas HaMishnah, if I remember, a long essay Merkavas HaMishnah, they both said the same thing. The Rambam distinguishes between Ovis and Tolvim. So, you say, a Mafis Mursa is a Malacha Bonin, or it's a Malacha Makaba Padish. That's going to be an Av Malacha. Far-fetched. The most it can be is a Tolda Bonin. You're going to say, or it's a Malacha Makaba Padish. Also, Makaba Padish, the Av Malacha Makaba Padish. The fella fixes something is broken, and he fixes it. That's makabat patish. He has a mafis mursa. That's with a stretch. So that's the maximum it can be is a tolda. And even tzad nachash. Seida is normal when you hunt animals that are normal to hunt. A guy's going to hunt a snake. That's a davishein b'mina nitzor. It's a that the most it can be is only going to be a tolda. Seida nachash is not going to be an av malacha. Most it can be is going to be a tolda. So that's what the Rambam apparently holds that. By told this, if it's an Ein Svicha L'gufa, it's Mutter Min HaTorah. And that's the Teretz and the Bahag's Kasha. A chiluk between Ovis and Toldis.
If it's only to be merchants,
not to
be
Mafis
or anything,
that's
it.
Take the milk, you're not Mafis
or anything.
Well, air comes in.
But air comes in the
Mursa
too.
Yeah, but
it's
not interested.
So you're not interested in
either. Okay. Yeah, but Ein Svicha L'gufa is awesome to Rabbanon, so B'makom Tzara L'gaz Rabbanon. Here there's no Tzar, no one is sick over here. You can live without the whole orange juice, without the milk. B'makom Tzara, we're not going around an Ein Svicha L'gufa. You have to have a reason. You have to have a Chodesh.
One Shabbos is not good enough.
That's not sufficient. You have to have B'makom Tzara L'gaz Rabbanon. Yeah.
The Ram also asking is, that by the Chamishin Erev and B'Shabbos, that you're allowed to also kill these animals in the same place. So right. You're not killing. It's not common to kill a snake. Not common to kill
Chamishin Erev because of suffix sakana.
I don't think the Ram says it. I think the Ram puts it in the same spot that he says.
Does Ein Svicha L'gufa?
I thought they was killing the Ram and say that there all must be a suffix sakana. But I thought they say that also by itself.
No, but the Gemara says by tzad you don't need a sakana just but makom tzara goes by rabbana. Whenever there's a suffix sakana, so that's a different head. Sakana is a svek of a sakana, is muta. But whenever there's no suffix sakana, so nonetheless we allowed seidas nachash and mafis mursa, so that's because it's ain't svicha l'gufa. So makom tzara goes by rabbana. Ain't svicha l'gufa is only by rabbana.
A coach is
In order to be Chayv Shtayim, Zoyim HaBetzach Leisim, Chayv Shtayim is Chayv Tuchat Torah. That's the violator of Malacha Derais. So if it's a Tolda, it's Ein Svicha L'gufa, the most it can be is only the Rabbanon.
And here's Potter and
Gansin. Here is Mutter and Gansin, because Chayv Shem is Hakanim, Malacha Mitzara, the Gaz Rabbanon. They lifted the Yisid the Rabbanon. Yeah.
if Tolus are learned out from Avos, and Rabbi Yehuda is not a chal between Shvi'ah Luvah and Shvi'ah Luvah and Av, then why should he start being a chalik or a Tolda, even though Tolus are learned out because they're the same
That's exactly the answer. The definition of a tolda is a different pu'ula. If it's the same pu'ula, then it's the yav. A pu'ula that's different from the pu'ula that was done in the Mishkan, but it's done for the same purpose, done for the same tachlis. But if it's not done for the same tachlis, I don't have that in mind. But there's no reason in the world why it should be labeled as a tolda.
You can say the same
thing
for an av.
But an av was in the Mishkan. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need Tzricha L'Gufa. But a Tolda by definition means it's done for the same purpose as the Yav. There is a Me'iri. I didn't discover the Me'iri. This is Sefer Imri Bina on Orech Chaim. Imri Bina is by Oyabach. He was in Yerushalayim 100 years ago. Less than 100 years ago. Big Tamachot. So he quotes this Me'iri. That's how I saw it. The Me'iri has a comment on the Mishnah in Bamei Mavukin. Take a look in the Mishnah at the bottom of Chav Tes on the base. Amachab is one of the 39 Ovis Malachas. So when is Mechab called Tzricha L'Gufa? When is it Ein Tzricha L'Gufa? So I always used to think until I learned the Gemara that Mechabe and Mavir are twin malachas. Mavir means you make a fire, Mechabe means you extinguish the fire. Not true. Mechabe means you created Pecham. Let's say a person turns on an electric bulb. So we mentioned the other day, Rab Chaim Moshe held that that's a malacha deraisa. HaMechabim is HaMateches. If you heat metal till it glows, so the Rambam says that that's Havara. Even though the fire, if you put a paper on fire, put a log on fire, the fire consumes the paper and it turns into ashes. If you have the electric bulb, you're heating the filament, you're heating the metal wire, but it doesn't get consumed. It glows because it's so hot. So we assume, Rav Chaim always assumed, that's a melacha derais. That's havar. Havar means either to create a fire or to throw in fuel into the fire so this should catch flame. It doesn't have to be a flame that consumes. If it's a machamim samateches, until it glows, that's a havar. If you turn off the light, that's not called machabim. If you have gacheles shel mateches, if you have gacheles of logs, if you have logs that are on fire, and you put out the fire, then you're left with charcoal. So that's the malacha deraisa of machabim. Machabim means you created charcoal. If you would let it continue to burn, it would turn into ashes. So I stopped the burning right now, and now I created charcoal. So that's if you have a gachela shaleis. But if you have gachela shal mateches, when you put out the fire, when you turn off the light, that's most that could be is mechabim midrabban. On the level of the raisa, it's not at all totally not mechabim. The Gemara said the Farish, mechabim gachela shal mateches is an isa derabbanan, but it can't be a malacha deraisa because there is no techo. Pecha means the charcoal. If you mechabe, let's say you made a bonfire and you put out the flames on the logs, and you don't plan to use the logs, you're not going to use the charcoal. You're going to leave it there in the picnic area. So that's called I created pecha and I don't plan to use it. That's ain't tzricha l'gufa. If I want to paint. It's not, Mechabe is not the opposite from Mavi. Mavi means you make a fire, or you cause something, the fire is there, you throw something and you cause this to catch flame. And Mechabe doesn't mean you extinguish the fire. Mechabe means you created Pecham. And that's why Gachela Shel Mateches would be Havara Deraisa, and the worst it could be in Kibui is only going to be Mechabe Midrabban, because there is no Pecham at all. So if you Mechabe Gachela Shel Eitz, where there is a Pecham, but you don't plan to use the Pecham, so that's going to be a machlekes, Reb Yud and Reb Shimon. That's on the top six lines on Daf Lamed Amar Aleph. The Mishnah talks about Mechabe. HaMechabe is on there, the bottom Mishnah. On Chav Tesem Beis, the two Mishnah is Chav Tesem Beis. So the bottom Mishnah, the second Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Tesem Beis, HaMechabe is on there, one Mnei Shihu Misyori Mepnei HaNochrin. He's afraid the Nochrin are going to come and kill him. Mnei Halistin, the gangster is going to come and kill him. Mnei Rach Rob. He's afraid that Ruach Ra is going to get sick, he's going to go crazy. Now, Chayla Sheishan, Potter. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? So it may mean Potter Amutter. If it's a suffix Sakana, it'll mean Potter Amutter. But what if there's no suffix Sakana? Just Kechos Alaner. He feels bad. Why should he waste all of this fuel? There's an energy crisis. So he blows out, he's ready to go to sleep, so he blows out the candle, he blows out the flame, or he turns off the lights. So Kechos Alaner, Kechos Al Hashem, Kechos Al Apschila, he doesn't want to waste the oil, he doesn't want to waste the wick, he doesn't want to waste his logs. So then, Chayev, that's Kibui, and there's no heter Pikot Nefesh, so then it says Chayev. So the Gemara has a discussion, but if he doesn't plan to use the Pecham, then it should depend on the Machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. That's Molochish Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. So if you look in the Gemara, Laman Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, what kind of a Chodesh Yishan are you talking about? Are you talking about a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon, a Chodesh Ein B'Sakon? So if you're talking about a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon, and we feel that if he's going to sleep, he'll regain his health, he may die, but if he sleeps, he may recover. So whenever there's a suffix Sakon, so you're allowed to do even a Malach of Derais. If you're talking about a Chodesh Ein B'Sakon, then it's clear in the Gemara, you're not allowed to even do kibui where it's an ein tzvicha l'gufa, even though he doesn't plan to use the pechon. The Gemara says it would not be permissible to extinguish the flame, even though you don't plan to use the pechon, even though it's only ein tzvicha l'gufa, there's no heter for a chodesh ein bosakon. So the Meiri on the Chav Tes, on the Mishnah, is bothered with the kasha. We just said on the Gimel Amid Aleph, Omar Shmuel, called Pturei the Shabbos, and we saw it again on Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara quoted it a second time, Shmuel's memory. Called Pturei the Shabbos, Potter Avalosser, except for three cases. So two of the three cases were Mafis Mursa and Sod Nocha Shalo Yishachenu. So how come we make all to violate Oysed Pesach Mechadosh, and how come we allow you Sod Nocha to violate Seda? Gemara said, because it's a B'makam Tzara L'Gazer B'Abonim. It's a Malacha Shen Tzvicha L'Gufa. So Mamakam Tsar like a Khadash Misakana we makeo. So there it says Malachish and Srich of Gufi Yemeko, Mamakam Tsar the Gosbra Bonan. Here it says black and white on the top six lines, Alamed Amid Aleph, that kibui, where you don't plan to use the pechum, is ain't Srich of Gufa, black and white ain't Srich of Gufa, and it's not permissible unless there's a fellow Misukan. Khadash ain't Basakana. He's sick, he doesn't feel well. If he'll sleep, he'll recover. So, B'mokon Chodesh Em Sakon, we don't allow a Malach HaShem Tzvich HaLaguf. Isn't it a contradiction? That's the Miri's Kasha. Isn't it a contradiction? So the Miri has three terutzim on the Kasha, how to distinguish. And the Imre Bina, the Sefer Imre Bina, by Oyerbach, he's not sure which terutz we should accept La'alach. So I thought, none of the three answers in the Miri are not so exciting. I thought you can give a cheerful teretz. Another teretz. Oh, yes, Lama. If you give three teretz, you can give a fourth teretz also. You give another teretz. It depends. It's an av malocha ein tzvicha l'gufa, or a told ein tzvicha l'gufa. If it's an av malocha ein tzvicha l'gufa, then you can't be mekel. Here, mechaber. The guy's mamish putting out the logs. There's charcoal. He's putting out he's doing kibui. He just doesn't plan to use the pechon. He just wants the chole shem sakona to recover. So he wants him to go to sleep. So if it's an av maloch ein svicha l'gufa, that you're not mekel, even mamakum chole shem sakona. But if it's only a toldo, here, that's how they said on the Rambam. The Merkavos HaMishnah, Abitzel HaPanavesh, and many others in between, they all said the same teretz. That the teretz on all the 15 shvera Rambams and the teretz on the Hiksha Bahag, the Stir and Shmuel, teretz is that these two, Mafis, Mursa, Vitzot, Nochash, these are toldos. So told Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is only the Rabbanim. By an Av Malach Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, the Rambam holds that as the Reis. But told Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, the Rambam holds like that Rad. They can't be a Malach of the Reis, it's only the Rabbanim. So there's room to say the following. B'mokim Choyle She'im B'Sakone, there are different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. How lenient can you be? By Choyle She'im B'Sakone. By Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, if need be, you have to violate even Malachas Deraisa, whatever is necessary. The only time we don't permit Bikuach Nefesh to be Dirt is either the Zorg Yel Raisa and Shlichas Dama, or B'Shas Hashmad or something, but normally Bikuach Nefesh is Dirt, Kola Terakula. So So the shaila is, what about on Shabbos? What about a chol she'em b'sakan? Chol she'em b'sakan, you can't allow any deraisas. What about the rabbanim? How lenient would you be on the rabbanim? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes several different opinions, and then the Mechaber quotes several opinions. What's the siman about chol she'em b'sakan? Shin chav ches, I think. So towards the end, either shin chav ches, shin chav tes, one of those simanim. Mechaber quotes that there's four opinions. And he says, "V'halacha kidei hashlishis." He thinks we should pass him like the third opinion. Third opinion is the Ramban. The Ramban was a doctor. The Ramban wrote a sefer that's called Taras Adam. Taras Adam talks about how to treat a baby when it's all about people's lives. How to treat the baby when the baby is born. What are you allowed to do on Shabbos? What are you not allowed to do on Shabbos? How do you treat a patient when he's an adult and he gets sick? What are you allowed to do on Shabbos? Yesh b'sakan, ein b'sakan, and then when a person gets sick, he's a goyseis. What are you allowed to do? What surgery are you allowed to do? What risky procedures are you allowed to do? What you're not allowed to do? What you have to do? And then if the doctor doesn't succeed, that he has all the hilchos harayfim, what laws do the doctors have to know? When is a doctor permitted to practice medicine? When is he not allowed to practice medicine? The Shulchan Aruch, and then he has all the dinim of Misha Mesa Muta Lefana. Then he has the laws of Avelis. Once he speaks about Avelis, he talks about the dinim of Tisha B'Av, Sar B'Tavis, and some Gedalia. That's the Taras Adam Lohar Ramban. Taras Adam. So the Tur quotes it in a very abridged form. So the Mechaber writes, Halacha Kadeya Hashlishis, he quoted four opinions, he says, we should pass him like the Ramban, the third opinion. So the question is, what did the Ramban say? So the Magen Avraham didn't have a Taras Adam. He was a manuscript for so many years. In recent years, Rabbi Shevel reprinted the Torah Sodom. And before him, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer printed the Ramban Halashas, and he printed sections of the Torah Sodom. Didn't print all of it, printed sections of it. So the Torah Sodom was not available for many years. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Magen Avraham how the Magen Avraham understood the Ramban. But the Magen Avraham didn't have the original Ramban, just had what the Tur quoted. So the Egli Tal is masik on them. He said, with all due respect, the Magen Avraham didn't have the Ramban. We have the Ramban. The Egli Tal said, we have the Ramban. So we see that he misquoted, the Magen Avraham misunderstood what the Ramban said. So he says, what the Ramban said is the following. That you have different categories of leniencies. If a person has a suffix sakana, sfex fake of a sakana, then you have to do whatever is necessary to save his life, even to violate Malachas deraisa. Pikuach nefesh is suffix on nefesh is decha kala terakul. What if there's no sakonas on nefesh, only sakonas aver? There's a concern, either vadois or a suffix, he may lose a limb. So many have the attitude loss of limb or life. So we don't hold like that. In Shulchan Aruch, what it says is only sakonas on nefesh is decha Shabbos with isa deraisa. There's only concern that the person will lose the use of a limb, but he's not going to die. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Psak is that that's not Deiche Melech HaShabbos. But you're allowed to do whatever is only the Rabbanon, you can violate in order to save the limb. What if there's not even a concern of loss of a limb? The person is just a Chodesh She'en Bo Sakana. What do you mean a Chodesh She'en Bo Sakana? It means he's so sick that he has to be either Mutal LeMishkov or Chodesh Kol Gufoy. Either he has to lay in bed because he doesn't feel well, or he's walking around, but he's slowed down, and he can't think straight, and he has no appetite, he can't function normally. His condition prevents him from functioning normally. So that's a definition of a chodesh she'en bo sakana. So then we only permit you to violate, we don't permit you to violate any and every derabbanon. We only permit you to violate gzeiros derabbanon. Sometimes there are malachas from derabbanon, and sometimes there are gzeiros from derabbanon. So to violate a malacha derabbanon, but only that's more serious. A malacha derabbanon is called the tikkun rabbanon, came the rise of tikkun. Malacha derabbanon is macham, and then exera derabbanon. You're not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos, exera, then you may break off a branch. You're going to say, midirabbanon, whoever climbs a tree is in violation of kotzer. It doesn't even make sense. You're not allowed to play a piano on Shabbos, exera, semi sakin kleshir. You're going to say, whoever plays a piano on Shabbos is in violation of misakin mona. He's not doing misakin mona. However, you're not allowed to ride horseback on Shabbos. Zera Shemi Yachtach Zmari. May break off a bench in order to hit the horse that he should gallop faster. So you're going to say, whoever rides the horse is in violation of Kotzer. He didn't touch the tree. How can you say it's Kotzer? He didn't do any Kotzer. So these are all gzeiros, I'll be pashtus. So gzeiros are a lower level. There's a malacha midirabbanan, that's called the tikkun rabbanan, kein deraisa a tikkun. And then there are gzeiros midirabbanan. There's a difference between the two. So the simple, that's what the Egel Eital says. You look in the Ramban and the Torah Sa'adam, this is what he says. If you have a chodu sheyesh b'sakona, or sofik sakona, or sfek sfeka of a sakona, then we permit you to violate even a nisa deraisa, whatever is necessary in order to save the life of the patient. If you have a chodu she, no sakonas nefashis, only sakon of loss of a limb, then we only permit you to violate the rabbonans. All the rabbonans are mutter to violate because of the suffix sakona to the aver. If you don't even have a sakona save, you just have a chodu she embo sakona, the person is not able to function normally, so we would not permit you to violate even a malocha de rabban. We only permit you to violate a gzera de rabban. What if he just isn't? He has aches and pains. He's what we call a bori with a mechesh bialma. He's a healthy person, but he has aches and pains. He doesn't feel well, but it doesn't affect him so much that he can't function normally. So then, not only do we not have any leniencies, we have a chumrah. There's all perik shmaina shvatzim, the 14th perik. That's where that run is. The end of perik yudalit shmaina shvatzim. So shmaina shvatzim. The theme of the whole perik is that there's an isur refuah mid the rabbanan. You're not allowed to take any medical. You're not allowed to take pills on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Gzera not to take refuah. So the gzera of refuah doesn't. The different opinions. The way it says in Shulchan Aruch is the gzera's refuah is lifted if he's a chodesh she'im b'sakana or worse. Chodesh she'im b'sakana, even though no sakana saver. Just he's sick in bed and he's not able to function normally, or he's afraid he's going to catch a cold. The person is afraid he's going to catch a cold. He's going to catch a cold, then he won't be able to function. So he has to go to please make a fire in order to warm up the house. That's what the Rishonim, the Rosh and the Mordechai and Hagos, Maimon, were all students of the Maharam Rutmerg. So the Maharam Rutmerg was a law-abiding citizen, but the government in Germany put him in prison because they wanted to hold up the Jewish community for ransom. So they said they're going to keep him in prison. They didn't have any charges. They're going to keep him in prison. If the Jews want to release this grand rabbi, they have to put up a fortune of money. So the Rosh was a student of the Maharam. He was a wealthy man. He was going to raise the rest of the money. So the Maharam told me, you're not allowed to. Because the Mishnah says in Gitna, in Purim Asashvuyim, yes, they demand. They want an exorbitant amount of money, way more than the going rate. They used to have a slave market, way more than they would take to sell a slave. So you're not allowed to ransom me. So he stayed in prison till he died. But they were very nice to him. They didn't torture him. So the students used to come and learn every day. Then on Shabbos, when they came to learn, so when it was chilly in the wintertime, so the Maharam would ask the Goyish prison guard to please make a fire to keep them warm. So sure enough, they quote that. Everybody has the status of a chodesh em b'sakana if you're concerned that you may catch a cold. If a person is a chodesh em b'sakana, so he's allowed to violate gzeiras de rabbanan. Not only if he already is a chodesh em b'sakana, to prevent him from becoming a chodesh em b'sakana, says beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, you're permitted to do amira liyakum b'makom chodesh em b'sakana. And the Gemara talks that the person already is a chodesh em b'sakana, and you want him to get better. So then you're allowed to do amira liyakum. Where's that Gemara? Kuf chav tesam and aleph. Kuf chav tesam and aleph. The last daf in Perek Mefanim. So the Gemara says there, Chodesh Em B'Sakona, Omer L'Nachri V'Yose, right in the middle. Omer Rav Hamnuna, it's around the 8th wide line, 7th of the 8th wide line. Kidei Rav Hamnuna, Omer Rav Hamnuna, Dovish Em B'Sakona, Omer L'Nachri V'Yose. Amir L'Nachri is Muta Bar Chodesh Em B'Sakona. Why? Because Amir L'Nachri is only a Gzeira de Rabbana. It's not even a Malacha de Rabbana. The Goy is doing the Malacha. It's not even a Malacha, it's a Gzeira. We don't allow you to ask the Goy to do the Malacha for you. Gzeira that you may go ahead and do the malacha yourself. So all gzeiras the rabbanan are muta b'makom chodesh em b'sakana, including amir liyakum. So that's only by. So we would allow refuah. Refuah is only gzeira the rabbanan. They prohibited using pills and medical application because of gzeira shem yishachik salaman. We're afraid it may lead him to do tochen. He may grind up the vegetables or whatever, the herbs, in order to prepare the medication. So you don't say when a person swallows a pill, he's a violation of tochen midirabbanan. He didn't do tochen at all. It's a gzeira shemi shachik salaman. It's a gzeira derabbanan. So all gzeiras we allow, makom chodesh em b'sakana. But if he's a bari with a mechesh bi'alma, he's a healthy person, just has aches and pains, then not only are we not lenient, then we add on a chumra. There's an iser refuah. He's not allowed to, even though it's no malacha at all, there's a new iser refuah. He's not allowed to do anything that'll heal the situation. So those are the four categories. Chodesh yesh b'sakonas ha-nefesh, allowed to do even their rises. Whenever there's sakana saver, you allow everything that's the rabbanim. Whenever there's no sakana saver, it's only chodesh yesh b'sakonas, we allow you only to violate gzeris, not to violate malachas from the rabbanim. And if he's a bari when the mechesh be'alma, then the no leniency is adarab, but then you have the gzeris refuah. Then the whole perik yudalit. The whole perik Shemana Shvatzim sets in that there's an issa to apply refuah. So the
why is there no gzeris refuah on Yantav Sheni?
That's how the Gemara said on Yantav Sheni. Gemara in Beitza says that on Yom Sheni that's a leniency except for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But every other Yantav Sheni, so whenever it goes a refuah, that's the Gemara has that kula. The Gemara has another kula, kvuras ameis. Kvuras ameis even mut on Yantav Sheni shal Rosh Hashanah. But the refuah, the Gemara says, only mutar on every other Yantav Sheni, not on Yantav Sheni shal Rosh Hashanah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's unclear. Shulchan Aruch says, halachi kedei hashlishis. We pass like the third opinion, that's the Ramban. So the Egli Tal says, we have the Ramban now. Look in the Ramban and we'll see what the Ramban says. And Magen Avraham says, misunderstood the Ramban. So the issue is like this. Magen Avraham says, if you have a chayla, she'ein bo sakana. Chayla she'ein bo sakana means he can't function normally. Muta lemishkav. Would you permit a Jew to violate an isa deraisa al yidei shinui? To do a malacha deraisa kalacha yad. Chayla she'ein bo sakana. So the Magen Avraham says that the Ramban holds that it's asa. We would only permit you to do a malacha derabbanan al yidei shinui. Malacha derabbanan al yidei shinui is a shvuz de shvuz. It's a double derabbanan. So shvuz de shvuz per makam tzar gadol the mekalan. We'll have to discuss that also. What the makam for that? That's a Gemara Gittin. Tav ches on the base. We'll get to that. So if you do a malacha derabbanan al yidei shinui, so it's only forbidden by derabbanan for two reasons. First of all, it's only derabbanan to begin with. All malacha is only derabbanan. Secondly, he did it kelachayat, so it's lacking malach mashevitz. But to do a malacha deraisa de shinui, the Magen Avraham says, would not be permissible on the effort of the choyla she'en bo sakon. So that's what the Egli Tal says. The Balatanya disagrees. Shulchan Aruch Harav, he writes the Ferish that is mutter, but makom choyla she'en bo sakon, it's permissible to violate a malacha deraisa de shinui. And he says that now that we have access to the Ramban's Torah Sodom, we see the Balatanya was right. First Lubavitcher, he understood. He didn't have the Ramban. He understood the Ramban correctly. He knew how to read it correctly. That's a tella on the Shmir Shabbos Golchasa. He already had access to the Egel Tal. He already had access to the Torah Sodom. Why doesn't he quote them even in the footnote? And they're right. If the Shulchan Aruch says be paskan halacha gadei hashlishis, Shulchan Aruch says be paskan like the third sheet is the Ramban in the tour. So what did the Ramban say? So the Magen Avraham didn't have the Ramban, so he guessed wrong. Mishnah Berurah didn't have either, so Mishnah Berurah just quotes the Magen Avraham. And Balatanya figured it out without a Ramban, and the Egli Tal says he figured it out correctly. So what's the rule? What's the issue over here? So the machlokes, because the rules, we know what the rules are. Chayla she'en b'sakana, we only permit gzeiros. We don't permit one to violate a malacha d'rabban. We only permit you to violate a malacha d'rabban when there's sakana seiver. But if there's no sakana saver, it's only chodesh shem b'sakana, it can't function normally, then we only permit you to violate gzeiros d'rabban. Shaila is, if you do a malacha deraisa yidei shinui. So men atarvitz muta because you're lacking malachas malshevitz. Kalachayat is a lack of malachas malshevitz. So nonetheless, men d'rabbanon, they prohibited it. So do you consider that a gzeiros d'rabban? Do you consider that a malacha d'rabban? When you do anisa deraisa, a malacha deraisa yidei shinui. So the Balatanya holds, and that's what it said in the Ramban. That's the only Agzerim in the Ramban. If it's Kalachayat, so it lacks Malachas Machshevis. How can you wave a magic wand? You're not going to succeed in making it into Malachas Machshevis. So of course, if you did it Kalachayat, so it's always going to lack Malachas Machshevis. You can't declare that that's a Malachim in the Ramban. Malachim means Malachas Machshevis. It's Kalachayat. So the worst it can be is going to be Agzerim in the Ramban. It's Agzerim in the Ramban. It's Mutam. And And the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura are assuming otherwise. They're assuming, no, a malacha derais, if you do agdei shinoi, is lower down to the level of a malacha derabon. But it's not that it's not lower down to the level of a gzeir. Not that it's lower down to the level of a gzeir. So here, the suggestion was made. We're trying to answer the Meiri stira. The Meiri on Daf Kav Tes had a stira. How come there on the top six lines on Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara says to extinguish the flame, to extinguish the fire on logs, where there is a pechom, but you're not going to use the pechom. The Gemara says that's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa, and that'll be a machlekes between Rab Yudah and Rab Shimon, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. But the Gemara says even if you all like Rab Shimon, that it's only the Rabbanon, we would not permit kibui ein tzvicha legufa on behalf of a chodesh emos sakon. So the Miri asks, why not? But on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, in on Gimel Amud Aleph, we said, we do permit Seidas Nachash and Mafis Mursa because it's Ein Tzvicha Nagufa. So B'mok M'chayla, that goes about Rabbana. B'chayla Shem V'sakana, we're Mekel. So how come over here, we're not Mekel at Ein Tzvicha Nagufa, there we are Mekel? So that's what the Miri gave, three different terutzim. So that's what I suggested. V'od Yishloimar, you can say at four terutz. It depends, is it a Malacha Deraisa, a Malacha Derabbana? If you do a Malacha Deraisa, Ein Tzvicha Nagufa, true, Reb Shimon holds that it's only the Rabbanon, but it's a malacha mid the Rabbanon. It's exactly what the malacha deraisa is. Only ain't svicha legufa, it's a kula. On the level of deraisa, it's a kula. So mid the Rabbanon, we say that's a malacha mid the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to do kibui, ain't svicha legufa, I'm not going to use the pechom. That you're not mekel. That's a malacha mid the Rabbanon. That you're not mekel, m'makam chalu shem sakana. But the Gemara in Kuv Zayin allows ain't svicha legufa. By a chayil shem b'sakana, makom sala gaz b'avon. Why does Tovim not told us? That's exactly what the Markevus HaMishnah said in the Rambam. How can the Rambam paskin that sod nachash and mafis mursa is mutter b'makom chayil shem b'sakana hikilu? Because ain't tzvicha l'guf is only rabbanon, but the Rambam holds ain't tzvicha l'guf is their raisa. So the Markevus HaMishnah, Abitzel and Ponevesh, and everybody in between, they all said the Rambam distinguishes between others and tovus, like the Ran at the end of Perek Yudalef. So those two cases are told the ain't svicha legufa. So told the ain't svicha legufa, the Ran said doesn't make any sense at all. The Ran said at the end of Perek Yudalef, it doesn't make sense. How can you even imagine that it should be a tolda? If it's not done for the same purpose as the Av, by definition, it can't be a tolda. So the Ran says, nonetheless, they asked it. So that's only a gzera mid the Rabban. A tolda ain't svicha legufa is a gzera the Rabban, and Av ain't svicha legufa is a malacha the Rabban. So that's the din. A malacha de rabbanu, you don't allow b'makom chayil shem b'sakan. And exer de rabbanu, you do allow b'makom chayil shem b'sakan. That's exactly the teretz. That's the fourth teretz. The Miri gives three other teretz, technical teretz.
When the Mishnah says ner, it's referring to something that has coals?
Or it's talking about a candle that has a wick. So that wick is the pechom.
So that's considered like ke'en, the way they did in the Mishnah?
Yeah, there is a pecham. So if you plan to use the pecham, the Rishonim point out a lot of people have the practice, have the following practice. The husband puts the husband should help his wife out on Erev Shabbos. So the husband should put the candles in the candlestick, light them, and blow out and let them burn for a minute, and then blow out the candles. So it'll be easier for the wife to light the candle afterwards. So if, when you blow out such a candle, you want the pechom. You're gonna the fact that now I have a pechom, so it's gonna be easier to light the second time around. So that's called the tzvicha legufa. If you blow out the candles and you're happy about the fact that I have a pechom, I'm gonna use it, it's gonna make it easier to light it next time, that's considered tzvicha legufa. But if you have a barbecue on the picnic area, and then you put out, you pour water on you and you leave everything there, you're not gonna take the pechom home. You're not gonna use it. Going to leave everything there. So that's ain't tzvicha legufa. But when you're going to use the pechem, then it's called the tzvicha legufa. There is a... The bottom tesis mefarik on Ayin Gimel on the base is very important. We're going to have to discuss it. So on the bottom line, it says ve'ein nira loyma. The last line, and they don't like that answer. What they don't like is what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what we pass. So we'll have to discuss what did they not like, And what do we paskin? It has to do with this. A malacha de rabbanon, a gzeira de rabbanon. That's exactly what Taisus does. Taisus holds all the rabbanon amut makom chadush emisakonim. You don't distinguish. And they say they ain't near loymer. They don't like this word, but that's the word that the Ramban says. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Malacha kedei ashlishes. We should paskin like the rabban. So we'll need that. We'll have to discuss that. So we have to have a brief. A discussion about tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. So should we continue Gemara? How many people want to continue Gemara tomorrow? Okay. So, how many people do not want to do Gemara tomorrow? They want to do something other than Gemara? Okay, we covered a lot of Gemara this week. So now the toss up, should we do Parshas HaShavua? Or should we do Hilcha Shabbos? Kulam Shavim L'Tayva. Why, the students are split half and half. Okay. How many people would prefer to learn Halacha? Shulchan Aruch Hilcha Shabbos. Oh, okay. So we'll use Hilcha Shabbos. So bring a Chela Gimel. Mishnah Brura. Okay. I don't know. But I'll have to use my okay. So this is the shiur.
The problem